Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of traction on social media because they use potty words. That's and we care about those things.
Thank you for acknowledging why it went so viral.
2024. I actually think he's the one that I took. I really didn't have a problem with him saying it that way because that was about cheering the injury. That was about, like, specifically, it didn't invoke hell of a teammate.
Yeah.
He didn't invoke any sort of imagery that felt insincere to the actual conversation.
He didn't try to make us feel bad for not feeling bad about Deshaun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sure, you work on that.
Okay. I felt like Miles and Jameis were on some sort of attack to be like, you need to empathize and feel bad about the situation that Deshaun is in, and I'm gonna make you feel bad for it. And I never got there.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're speaking the same language
here. We are. We're lockstep on this. I didn't love... There's a lot of people that made mistakes yesterday, and when you can't root for injuries, I think that's also wrong, but I also thought the messaging by the Browns players was just as wrong in many respects.
It felt opportunistic, and I don't know what the opportunity was. Like, what's the payoff? Was it shielding the organization? Was it shielding the locker room? Like, because I don't think it was his... I think Greg is making a salient point, which is, hey... That thing. Anybody that cheered, and he was specific. He didn't cast aspersions across the fan base in general, which is another thing that I like. He was specific. If you cheered, that was bleep. That was perfect. Anything else that is like, hey, we don't do that. What's this we bleep, Kemosabe?
Yeah. Like, why are we doing that?
Like, and I'll be honest with you, with Miles, it's not specific to anything. I just don't get Miles' angle on this because I think he's the leader of the defense, and I think there has been some defense versus the offense going on behind scenes, whether it's been reported not or yet.
For sure. I looked at it more like you ever go to a funeral of a guy that maybe you don't think is the greatest, and everyone around there, because it's a funeral, everyone's like, oh, that guy's just awesome. Man, did I love him when. And you're like, this is a bunch of nonsense. You guys, all you did was talk about how much you hated this guy. And now, because it's his funeral, we're going to talk great about this guy. With Deshaun, it just kind of felt like in that moment, whether you liked him or didn't like him from a player perspective, they were out there trying to tell us that Deshaun was this great person because he went through this injury. And we should feel as if Deshaun was this great human and this great everything and great football player. And, oh, what a guy for putting his body on the line and all this stuff. And I just didn't buy into any of it, Nick.
Yeah, and you know, now that you're saying it, we've been trying to figure out, okay, what's missing here? Because if you watch it on Sunday and you try and watch this stuff play out, it just doesn't look like a professional organization. There are parts. I mean, I thought the defense played really well yesterday, just because we got to keep saying that.
One of their better games.
I thought Cedric Tillman had a great game and Njoku came to life. There were some positives in yesterday's game, but I do think whether it was Amari talking to media, let me put it on you, let's put the camera in your face, whether we've had some things here that it does feel like the players are frustrated with the fans. So when I mentioned the opportunistic thing, something did just click about whether certain guys, not Greg Newsom, again, I want to give him credit because I think he put in a very specific way that I think I can at least go, okay, what you were saying right there in that 25-second clip jives with a lot of things I actually think about cheering guys who are injured, all that. I wonder if guys like Miles viewed this, maybe they're frustrated with the fans, and this was a way to strike back at fans with kind of a general message, and it had less to do with Deshaun and more to do with that.
Kind of what it felt like.
In which I just... There is, then it becomes like a who do you think you are?
And that's how I took it yesterday. Okay. In many respects, I took it as a who do you think you are in this moment, trying to tell the fans what they can and cannot do, especially when Miles, a month ago, was the one saying fans paid for the tickets, you can do whatever the hell you want. But it's really not that. It's really more the idea. I personally got upset with the idea that they were trying to paint Deshaun Watson as some person I'm supposed to, in that moment, be like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I feel so bad for this human. His career might have ended. I just, no, I'm not going to feel bad for him in that moment. I'm sorry, I'm not going to. I didn't feel bad in any part of that yesterday.
So it's interesting because you're kind of speaking to an ambivalence, which is don't cheer, don't boo. Just because, like, people have tried to put booing Deshaun at the start of the game in line with cheering Deshaun's injury. I don't see those the same thing either.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, they ran out of the tunnel. They're pissed about Deshaun. That's an opportunity to boo them.
Right.
So, like, it is interesting how they're just layers to any which way you kind of look at this. But, yeah, I there's a leadership thing here. And you can point that back to Kevin. You can point that back to the coaches. You can point that back to the players. Something has fallen through the cracks in that locker room.
Well, and maybe this is, though, what Miles was talking about when the TV mentioned yesterday, the idea that he thought just playing through these injuries was enough. That was his way of showing, if I'm playing through these injuries, you should be playing hard, too. And then they said on the TV broadcast that he recognized he's got to be more vocal. Maybe he thought this was a way of being a leader. Like, I got to stick up for my guys in the locker room. I got to do this. I got to do that. But his message was just so wrong and just did not hit any of the right notes. And trying to paint Deshaun as some sort of awesome human
model citizen.
Not gonna happen. It's not gonna we're not born yesterday. We're not gonna hear that and think, oh well, Miles is right. Great.
Daryl Ryder next, our Browns beat reporter. We're gonna talk about Deshaun Watson, Browns quarterback going forward, the future with all those guys in the locker room and all those coaches and executives next on 92.3 The Fan.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.